Hello and welcome to September 2023's edition of Library Chat with the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. I'm Jody Aldini, Access Services Librarian.
I'm Angie Haupt, Technical Services Librarian.
And I'm Leland Smith, Service Specialist for the IMC.
Well, there you go. Been nice meeting you. We'll see you next month. No, I'm just kidding. What is our topic for today?
We are talking about Dolly Parton.
And why everybody loves her.
Yes, she is the best.
She is. It's funny.
A national treasure.
One that her and Betty White are just the bestest.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Betty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for this month, us three, we read the podcast. It's called Stuff You Should Know. They do.
How about we listen to the podcast?
Yep, that's what I meant. We listen to the podcast. It's called Why Everyone Loves Dolly Parton by Stuff You Should Know. And then I went down a complete Dolly Parton rabbit hole and ended up like watching a Netflix documentary on her. And doing so much.
I just scratched the surface a little bit. So
there's so much that she's done just in her lifetime. I was honestly looking just for like a comprehensive list of like, okay, here's all the books she wrote, here's all the music she wrote, here's all the songs she sang, here's all the businesses she started.
She's got it going on.
Yeah. I was like, can I just get this in like a PDF Excel document or something? Yeah. Like nice and organized. There's not one, but there's millions and millions of pages of what she's done in her life. So so much information, we'll probably miss a lot, but we'll try our best to give you accurate information. Or we will give you accurate information, but we won't give you probably all.
No, but in listening to that podcast, I didn't realize there was like a, because in that they talked about Dollywood and then they talked about a museum. And I want to go to that museum because it's got, that Coat of Many Colors, that song she wrote.
Oh, yeah.
That coat is in there.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go see that. That'd be so cool. And then, go to Dollywood. And
That would be really fun.
Josh, he was just saying his wife and a friend of hers is going down there to Dollywood. And I mean, how ironic.
Because it's where? Tennessee? Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun to make like a long weekend trip out of it or something.
I feel like Tennessee would be a great long weekend trip destination for
it is.
A lot of fun little things like that.
Yeah.
Well, Nashville is 14 hours from Des Moines, so you can drive it or you can fly it, so whatever your preference is. The drive is quite beautiful, and so that's always the way I would like to go because I just like to road trip, but it would be more of a if you're driving, it would be more of like maybe a 5-day trip because it's 28 hours round trip.
Yeah.
But if you're flying, you could just easy peasy do it in like 3-4 days.
Yeah. I just have a list of facts or whatever about Miss Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones, I knew it was up there, but I wasn't quite sure how many, but it says Dolly owns more than 300 wigs.
So she basically has one for every day of
the
year?
Pretty much, yeah. Some of them I'm sure are probably from, her early days. She probably don't wear them anymore. She probably just updates them as she goes. But can you imagine? You'd have to have a whole room.
Her wing room is probably bigger than my house.
Probably.
Now I'm either imagining like shelves upon shelves of little heads with wigs on them, like filling an entire room, or maybe like a dresser. You open the drawer and it's just like stuffed full of wigs stacked on top.
Well, I bet she's got the
sort of my color.
I bet she's got. Well, they're all blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's different kinds of blonde.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I was going to say they're very varying shades of blonde, but I bet she has them on a head, and they're just all neatly organized. I can just imagine.
Yeah, and it's probably temperature controlled and humidity controlled.
Right.
Oh.
And she has her own personal stylist for all 300 some wigs.
Right. Exactly.
She has her own wig maintenance man.
She's also godmother to Miley Cyrus, but I'm sure you guys probably already knew that. I mean, that's been said several times, but.
Well, on the podcast, it mentioned that she was the godmother to Miley Cyrus, and that's how she became known to, like, the younger generation now, is because they grew up on Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
So they grew up seeing Dolly Parton on Hannah Montana, mm-hmm. and they came to love her as well.
Yeah.
That is my first introduction to her. It was actually through Hannah Montana. So.
Oh, you young pup.
I know. Oh. I know.
Listen to her.
Yeah.
You young pup. I'm the old lady here.
That's funny. I remember one of my favorite movies ever to watch is The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And her and Burt Reynolds in that movie were just, they were a hoot. Their chemistry and the way they riff off each other, it was delightful to watch. So I remember watching that probably younger than what I should have, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I only remember 9 to 5. Well, I don't think I even saw that or the Rhinestone Cowboy or whatever that was called. But that one, and Steel Magnolias, I watched that. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember if they said if there were any more movies or if that was it. But
I know she's put out, like, more recent movies.
She was in the one, I just watched it with the Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Sally Field.
Oh, is it
It's about the football.
88?
80 for 8. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. 80 for Brady. 80, I don't know. It was a good movie.
Oh, it was?
Okay. It was.
Yeah.
I watched it at my brother and sister-in-law's.
I watched the movie about, was it The Coat of Many Colors? I think they turned that into, it's like a...
It was, and I never did get to see it.
Oh, it's so cute. I love that one. And then the one with her and Queen Latifah doing gospel music. Oh, just her music. Just how her voice really does go with, like, a lot of different singers.
It does, because, you know, for King of Country, who I've went to see a couple times, there's a song that she sings with them on, I mean, toward the mm-hmm. end, but, yeah, she does. She does. I mean, her voice just accommodates everybody's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, the right word? I don't know.
Harmonizes? I don't know.
It works with. Better.
It flows with a lot of different voices, like King and Country, Queen Latifah, Miley Cyrus. They really did sing good together.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice does go really well with others.
I tell you how old I am. I remember watching her television show on Saturday nights at my grandma's house. So I can't remember when they said that was on, but it was like in the early 70s. Early to mid-70s, so, yeah.
Was it
The Dolly
Show?
Just Dolly,
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know she was on a couple different ones.
Yeah, she had, she would sing, she would always end it with I Will Always Love You.
Oh, okay.
And she, you know, she wrote that for Porter Wagoner because because she was on the Porter Wagoner show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was earlier. And she left to pursue her own career, and it caused problems, and she felt really bad about it, so she wrote that song for him.
Okay.
And they did mend ways and everything, so she was with his family, as he was passing away at his deathbed. She was there, so.
Aww.
But she would always end it with that, and then Love Is Like a Butterfly was another one that I heard a lot as a kid.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that was her.
Uh-huh.
Has somebody redone that?
I don't know. I mean, look at all the people that have redone I Will Always Love You.
Oh.
I mean.
A lot. And a lot have done Jolene.
Yeah.
Has redone that one.
Yeah. Whitney Houston is the one that really made that I Will Always Love You. Skyrocketed that one. But.
Yeah.
Yep. She, I think she's a force to be reckoned with in all of music.
You know, or even just her businesses in general, like She stands up for what she wants and what she believes in, and she doesn't, you know, get pushed over. Like, which song was it that Elvis tried to do, but he tried to take the rights away from her, and she said no? Was it "I Will Always Love You"?
It might have been that one.
It might have been. And she, and it was at a time in her career that would have really helped her, or, like, skyrocketed her, and she was like, nope. She's like, these songs are mine. I get the rights.
And she's got the rights to all of her songs. She's written over 3,000, but I think it was, how many was it that have been...
She's like, I wrote over 3,000, but only three are good.
But that's how statistics work, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
If only one out of 1,000 will actually become popular, she's got to write 3,000.
There you go.
That's how you get the ones that hit the top.
Yeah. You know, and they said on the, in that podcast that that Dollywood, where it is now, it used to be Silver Dollar City.
Okay.
And so, and then it had closed down, and in a in an interview she did with Barbara Walters, I think it was in 1982, she talked about how she wanted to, and I recently watched that interview, actually, and she wanted to open up a theme park, and so the people from that had that said, okay, well, let's do it. So they contacted her. 4 years later, here's Dollywood. And in the podcast, the host of it said that, you know, they had actually buried a time capsule there that's not to be opened until she turns 99.
Yeah.
So and there's supposed to be a song in there that has not never been released by her.
Okay. So we got 20 some more years to wait.
Yeah.
One of the things I really admire about her is her relationship with her husband. Like, they met right when she moved to Nashville. Like, she graduated high school, left, moved to Nashville, and her husband met right away. And they've kept very, well, like, she'll talk about him a little bit, but they keep their relationship very private. He's not in the limelight. He doesn't go to shows, but they still care deeply about each other. So when they're together, they put the focus on their relationship. Another thing I really admire about her is her relationship with her father, because that's why she started the Imagination Library, is because he could not read. So so she started that to help get books into the hands of children who otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford them.
Yeah.
And that way they can keep them at home.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many places there are now, but it's not just in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's a worldwide thing now. Several countries have, I don't know, had it, I mean, it picked it up or whatever. I don't know how it works. But but they're now doing the same thing, getting books in the hands of their kids over there. So that's... that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I looked into it one time, and I think you, and it may have completely changed, but when I looked into it, like, you had to, like, start for your own, like, little area, like, one person, and then you had to fundraise and pick out books from theirs and whatnot.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it's definitely doable, so it's it's a good thing. I mean, I've even seen... like, just waiting at the dentist office or the doctor's office. This is pre-COVID.
Right.
When they had literature laid out. And it would have, like, on the cover, I think it was on the cover, it says Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're just cute little books, like those golden.
Right, just to get them started and get them interested. Yeah. I tell you one thing, she's the fourth. She comes in four in 14 kids.
12
kids.
With her mom and dad.
It's 14. Okay. And they lived in a 2-room house. No water, no electricity. Had to use an outhouse. And I remember her saying one time on an interview, you know, because a lot of them had to sleep together, and it would be so cold that, you know, they'd wet to bed just to keep warm, she said. But, it says here, true rags to riches story.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy because I remember growing up on the farm in Missouri, and we had a wood-burning fireplace for the wintertime, and then we had, like, window units for air for the summertime. Well, it didn't heat the upstairs where our bedroom was, so there was a lot of nights, like, me and my sister, we would just sleep on the couch in, like, front of the fireplace or front of the AC. Mm-hmm. During the spring and summer is when we would mostly sleep upstairs in our room, because then you could open up the window and let the breeze flow through. We did end up putting, my parents did end up putting a furnace in our house, but it was like, it didn't really work upstairs too good.
Yeah.
So we ended up still sleeping downstairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even to this day, every once in a while, we'll just, if there's, like, not enough room for each of us to have our bed, we'll just crawl in bed with them. That's what we've done.
I'm the fourth of four kids, and we lived in a three-bedroom house, so mm-hmm. two boys, two girls. You know, my sister and I, we got the smallest room, which probably was an 8x8 room.
Yeah.
And at one time, when we were younger, we had to share a single bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people today would, I mean, you know, you watch those shows, House Hunters and stuff. Well, it's, you know, I'm like, you know what? Grow up in the 60s and 70s when you've got one parent that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me crazy. But anyway, she peed the bed on me one night.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't very long later I threw up in her hair. At 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Which, you know, wasn't good for my mom, but I paid her back and threw up in her.
Yeah.
I feel like that siblings, things always even out.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I grew up in an old farmhouse with one bathroom, and there was mm-hmm. us three kids and my mom and dad. And now living in my house with two bathrooms, man, I feel like I'm living in the lap of luxury. There's two bathrooms. If one's occupied, you got a second one.
Right. We only had one bathroom, and it was back then, like I said, was just my... Well, my mom worked periodically, but mm-hmm. she, you know. But it was like when somebody took save the water.
Yeah.
So the clean, you know, the cleanest one would bathe first, and then you'd mm-hmm. move up. I mean, not everybody would at one time, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, save the water. I remember that.
Yeah.
People are like, no, I can't take a bath. I don't like swimming in my, or soaking in my own dirty water. I'm like, oh my gosh. You people are spoiled rotten.
Why'd you let yourself get so dirty?
Oh dear.
We didn't even get we had a bathtub in our house, in the farmhouse. But I think it was sixth grade when I was 12. We finally got a shower in there. My dad redid the tub and shower. And, but we would switch out the water because we just turn on the faucet, but we wouldn't reuse the water, but we would bathe. I do remember that. And it's funny because, like, Leland, I have two bathrooms in my house, and I'm like when my washer was out for 2.5 weeks, I hooked up my little sink washer to my bathroom downstairs because it's just a half bath. And I felt so, like, privilege because I just left it out. I just left the sink washer hooked up to the sink with the drain hose in the toilet, and I just, if anybody came over during those 2.5 weeks, you have to go upstairs to use the bathroom because I'm not taking that.
That's my laundry room right now.
Yeah. Because when I first got that sink washer, I lived in Sioux City, so I only had one bathroom in my apartment, so I'd have to move it out to hook it up, and once I was done with laundry, I'd have to move it back out, and it was a lot of work, so I felt very privileged. I could just leave it there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have two full baths, Leland?
So, currently, the basement bathroom needs some work, but it does have a walk-in shower that one of these days I'm hoping to get all set up, and it'll be ultra nice to have two places to bathe, but right now, it's just a toilet and a little room in the basement.
Well, that's all right.
Which, still quite nice.
Yeah.
I also, like Angie, when I grew up, I actually didn't have a shower in our house until I was a sophomore or freshman in high school. And that's when my dad found this very cheap, like, portable shower cubby, completely made out of plastic, and he rigged it up in the middle of the floor in our basement.
Oh, awesome.
So if you want a shower, you can, but the trick was... it would be super cold down in the basement all the time. So it's nice on one side, but at the same time, you're going to turn the water off and you're going to freeze.
Yeah.
So you know, whichever you like.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom and dad never had, they didn't have a shower until probably about 20 years ago. My brother redid their bathroom and put a shower in. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're nice. I like them.
They weren't, you know, they weren't back then. Of course, my parents' house was, they bought it in 1959. Okay. And so, it was so old, it has square nails in it. So, so anyway.
Well, I remember when Dad redid the shower, like, our old tub was cast iron. So, like, we didn't even, like, we just hauled the stuff in for the new one, and it's, you know, it's whatever they're made out of, fairly light. And we went to go haul the old one out. Whoo, boy, did that, that cast iron tub, that took a lot of power.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Took a lot of people.
Was it a claw foot?
No. 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 That took a lot of people to get out.
Probably 300 pounds or so.
Yeah, and you know what we did with it? We put it in the yard and put flowers in it. Because we got out to the yard, we're like, I'd stay in there. And then just left it there.
I was just reading this, and sorry, we're going to get back to Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
Okay. Oh, no, it's completely fine.
You know, you talked about Dolly Parton's imagination library. Yeah. It says here she's actually a librarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
One thing I found super interesting about her that I did not know, because I've been a Dolly fan for years, so like, some of this I knew, I just needed refreshed on it. Right. But one thing I didn't know is her and Sandy Gallen, her longtime manager and friends, they started a production company and went on to produce movies like Father of the Bride and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I love Father of the Bride. I didn't realize her production company helped produce that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was completely... That completely blew my mind. I was like, she just has her hands in so many things.
It says here, too, she wrote a cookbook. I didn't know that.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I've heard of her cookbook.
Uh-huh. Have you?
I'm pretty sure someone was telling me about it, and I'm like, wait, who wrote it?
I've read her book, Song Teller, so it talks about her life and her songs and vice versa. So that was really interesting to read because she helped narrate it so you could actually like hear. And it was crazy because I was like, oh, yep, that's something Dolly would say because you could just hear it in her voice. And what we'll do in the show notes is we'll list all the books we have either written by Dolly or on Dolly down in the show notes. And we'll include, like, the DB numbers or the BRN or the LT numbers, too. That way you guys can just call in and request those books if you'd like to have them added to your list. One thing... So in the podcast, they mentioned she's actually been studied. A sociologist did a study on Dolly and something about her Q score.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If you don't know what a Q score is, it's a marketing tool that basically there's a bunch of things that go into your score. And it's how much people like you and recognize your name. And apparently Dolly's score is one of the highest.
Top two. Yeah.
Yes. And her negative Q score is like the lowest. So she is among the most beloved and least disliked people in the world.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what Betty White's was.
I wonder. We have to pull up.
I bet you.
I bet it was up there, too.
Her was pretty high. Yeah. It was very hard to dislike Betty White.
Oh, she was a hoot.
Yeah. And Dolly, she just... Even the people who want to make fun of her, she usually beats them to the punchline of the joke.
Yeah. Yeah. She sleeps in her makeup. All that
what?
Makeup. She sleeps in her makeup. Kind of reminds me of my mom because, in later years, my mom said, just before she passed away, she said, oh, yeah, I always, if I'm not feeling good the night before, I'll put makeup on just in case you have to call an ambulance or have to go to the hospital, No vanity. No vanity there. And so she couldn't understand it when I didn't wear makeup. She just, that bothered her so bad. I mean, I used to wear contacts and makeup, but when I, you know, went to that period of time where I didn't work, and I'm like, why do I need it? I just never put it back on again. I intend to try and start again because I don't know, but that, yeah. But I think that's kind of the way she said, you know, I'm not going to get home and take my makeup off and not look good for my husband. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why you would sleep in it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe for the same reason your mom did.
I suppose. Maybe she thinks, oh, if I die. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If I need to be rushed somewhere, I have to look my best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which... When I got the call that my mom was in the hospital, like, I just grabbed my stuff and ran. And the whole day, I was like, guys, I didn't get put on deodorant. And for some reason, that's what I...
You were focused
on. Yeah. I apparently did not... If something happens, I do not care what I look like. I apparently care what I smell like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It says here, Dolly Parton's estimated net worth is well over $600 million.
Whoo!
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Her...
Now she's got a new fashion line coming out, it says.
Oh, she does? It says here, her music catalog is worth about $150 million and brings her in about $6 to $8 million a year. Yeah. But Dollywood is probably her most valuable asset, and that's well over... $150 million.
I was about to say, I feel like it's a little higher than that.
Be like, Inch, that's your house.
Johnny Cash was her first crush.
Ooh.
And he introduced her on the Grand Ole Opry. I can't remember, it said what age she was, but she was a little girl. Because she had an uncle, Bill Owens?
Yep.
That actually saw the talent in her. He's the one that worked with her to get her into the music business. So,
yeah, because she said without him, she
wouldn't have been, no, she wouldn't be there.
No, because he's the one who first noticed, you know, her talent and her passion, and you know, really curated that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It says here too, she does not ride the attractions at Dollywood. Yeah, isn't that funny?
I did not know that.
It was 1986 is where when it opened in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. However, according to the New York Times, she claims she does not ride the attractions at the amusement park because they... Oh, motion sickness.
Oh,
too
I thought
aggressive,
it was...
yeah, her motion sickness.
I thought I was going to do something with her wig.
Well, that might be, too. That might be, too.
I have a flashback to this time at Adventureland, where I saw this 60-year-old gal, like, ducking underneath the rail and, like, running in front of people and cutting lines and just so she could keep riding the space shot over and over.
You're kidding.
Apparently, according to the guy running the space shot that day, she had been on it over 60 times, and she was still going on it. So every time I just think about that moment, I'm just like, wait, what?
That's... 60
times.
The speed, that's the one that goes straight up and down.
Yes.
Like really.
Yes, really high in the air, really fast.
Oh, I did it one time and I about vomited at the top.
Yeah. She was ducking underneath the rails and cutting the line and getting in front of everyone. I just thought it was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I went one time with my niece. It was a company picnic. She wanted me to go on it. And I'm like... I got in the line with her, but I keep looking up. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. And I said, I'm sorry, Ash, you're on your own. So I went out. And she went running by herself.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No. I went on the boat one that goes around and around, not the swinging back and forth one. Maybe it's not a boat.
It's like a little plane kind of thing.
There's like three rows, and it's the Starship? Nope. Anyway.
Name that ride.
I remember the first time we went to Ventureland with my brother-in-law, I can't remember if him and my sister were married. My niece wanted to sit with my sister, so I sat with my brother-in-law. And man, did I scream and hold on to his arm the whole dang time. I was, whew, nope. And then my niece was like, you want to go back on it? Absolutely not. You can go by yourself.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been to an amusement park. I went on a ride in, we went to Six Flags Over Texas. This was probably 30, 40 years, oh my goodness, a long time ago. And I think it was called G-Force, but it was kind of along the lines of that space shop.
Yeah.
We were in a car, there were four of us. It was me and three of my Casey and then her two older brothers. And we went up, and it just was a free-for-all. And I'm telling you what, that done me in. I don't think I've ridden any rides since then.
So what I'm hearing is we all need to go to Dollywood now.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
I would love to go, as long as we can go to that museum, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe just look.
Yeah. It's a business trip.
Yeah. This is interesting. Her first Christmas album in 30 years was released in 2020.
Really?
Yeah. A Holly Dolly Christmas. All cute. Oh.
Yeah, I like watching that Coat of Many Colors at Christmas time. It's just...
I need to look that up. I haven't seen it.
I really do think you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's adorable. And the little girl who plays young Dolly, she does such a great job.
Oh, this is funny. She once lost a Dolly Parton lookalike contest.
Oh!
That actually would be... hilarious.
Oh my god.
If there was like a contest like going on, like just jumping in.
Yeah.
You know, like discreet about it.
Yeah, that's funny. Did Obama? Nope, you're trying too hard, honey.
Well, good, because I am.
Oh my goodness.
Now that would be really fun.
Yeah. Oh goodness, that's funny. Yeah, but I grew up on Dolly Parton. My mom especially really loved her.
Oh, it's going to bug me, this name of the ride. I can see, it's like right when you walk in. I'll figure it out.
I'm just reading here. It says, the Dollywood Foundation is yet another way Dolly gives back to her community. The foundation, which started in 1988 and has grown since, was initially created to inspire children to be successful in school. Part of the foundation is the Dolly Parton Scholarship that is given to high school students each year to help them attend and pay for college. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. I don't know. This was 1982 when I saw that her house that her husband had built for them. I was going to say they probably still live there. I don't know. Maybe they do because he built it, but...
Well, they probably have 82 houses.
Well, it says her Los Angeles, California bungalow was listed for sale in 2014 for $1.4 million. So, I mean, she does have other places. But.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all I got on Dolly.
Let's see. She's done more than 400 guest appearances on TV shows.
Wow. Yeah, if you look up any of her video interviews and just, she is her comebacks. She's quick. She's on it.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's had a lot of practice.
Probably with 11 brothers and sisters.
11 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And 400 guest appearances.
You know, and I started to read that book about her and... she was always getting in trouble. But her, I think it was her brother Randy, would always beat her up.
Yeah.
Always beat her up. It's also, it says here, Dolly's Coat of Many Colors aired in on NBC in 2015. Mm-hmm. And, Dolly Parton honored with Netflix tribute.
Oh, yeah, because
I need to look that up.
There's a lot of movies on Netflix about Dolly. The one I watch, It has three titles in the name. I can't remember it, but it, I think it has a month left on Netflix before it's up. Here I Am, I Am Here, something like that.
Okay.
It was just a general overview. So it didn't go into like very minute details, but it was a good refresher.
So you mean when they put stuff on Netflix, it's not there forever?
No.
Oh, dang.
No. They kind of cycle through because they have to pay for the rights for whatever they're putting on Netflix.
Okay.
And they usually only do for so long. And that way they just kind of cycle through. Gotcha. They don't just outright buy the right for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
what else you got, Jody?
I think that might be it, kids. She follows a low carb diet.
I follow a high carb diet.
I follow a anything in front of me diet.
I follow a seafood diet.
I see food and I eat it. Exactly. I worked with a girl. This was probably 40 years ago, and we were talking one day. She was talking about how she needed to go on a diet and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, I'm on the seafood diet. She said, oh, girl, seafood? She said, you're going to have to give me that. I love me some seafood. And I said, Vera, I see food and I eat it. And she laughed so hard. It was so funny. Oh, wait a minute. She has done more than 400. Okay. From Designing Women to Hannah Montana, Dolly Parton has been a guest on many. Oh, so it's not just talk shows they're talking about, too.
Oh, like TV mm-hmm. guest appearance?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a mural of Dolly Parton in Knoxville, Tennessee. In the area known as Strong Alley or Artist Alley in downtown Knoxville is a mural of Dolly Parton, which was completed in 2019 by Colton Valentine. Hmm. Cute. All right, I want to go now. I want to meet her. Wouldn't that be cool?
I do, too.
That'd probably never happen. But you know Dolly.
If you're listening.
We're just doing this podcast. I don't know about you, girl. Anyway, that's all I have, guys.
And we'll list everything down in the show notes, like the podcast we listened to, where we got our information. And then we'll also include all the books that the library has. And we'll include the numbers, too. That way you can just call in or shoot us an email and let us know you want them. But we do have some exciting news for next month's podcast.
Yep, we're going to change it up a bit, kids.
Yes. We will be starting a library chat book club. So this is your official notice that the book for next month, for October, will be What Happened to the Bennets by Lisa Scott-O-Line. So we'll all read that. Us three will read that together. Well, not together.
I'll read it by myself, thank you.
But guys, you're going to sit down. We can have a cup of coffee and make a little circle.
I mean, I will at home with my cats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
So with that, you guys will be able to write in. You can shoot us an email, mail in, or even give Jody or I a call with your comments about the book. If you've read it, if you would like to read it with us. But yep, starting in October, we will do the Library Chat Book Club, and we will be discussing What Happened to the Bennets.
Yeah, and if you'd like, you know, you can, like she says, you can write in, email us, send it, and then we can, we'll just read your comments on the air. And if it's okay if we use your name, let us know that. Mm-hmm. So I just think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. And if you don't want us to use your name, that's completely fine. Just put anonymous.
Yep.
Or I'd like to remain anonymous. And then you could always call in to get the book, too. We'll have the DB number ready for you guys as well. So, yeah, you said you've read this book.
I've read the book, okay. But I'll read it again. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I've never read it, but I'm looking forward to
no,
it.
No, and that author, she writes good suspense books. So
I've read several of them. Several of them. But the reason why this one, I was down checking in books, and I saw this one, and I thought, I just saw by the title, I thought, what happened to the Bennets? I thought, oh, that sounds good, and that's why I read it.
Uh-huh.
But normally it doesn't work that way for me, but
yeah.
So yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited because we usually talk about, you know, a topic of the month or fun facts or Miss Dolly. So it'll be nice to have, like, even, like, us three, but also our listeners participate in this book club.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll try it next month and see how it goes.
Yeah. So, and if, you know, spread the word. Ask your friends. Have you heard the library chat? They're going to do a book club, and then maybe they'll tune in, too. So give them the name of the book. So.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about food a lot.
We do reference food quite a bit. So.
Well, that's all I have.
That's all I have. How about you, Leland?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.